Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
It's a free financial course. 9 weeks of financial advice for you. It's free. It's free. Does free mean free still?
Yeah.
Okay, it is free. No gimmicks. I'm not selling you anything. It's free. Go there and get the help that you need, because there's no sense of you chasing your dreams flat broke. Does that make sense? All right. Lastly, I want to definitely appreciate you for coming to us. Now, if you are ready, grab a pen, grab a pad, get your note app on your phone or your tablet or your Mac AirBook Pro. That's what I have. If you have Windows, various computers out there, get it ready, and let's talk. Tonight, I want to talk to you. Oh, excuse me. And if you hear something that resonates with you, use the hashtag PlantBetter to inspire others and lead the way to transformation. Tonight, I want to talk to you about how to be a team player. Brothers and sisters of prosperity who call in to me every Sunday, in which I am grateful, who watch over the internet, in which I am grateful, who are looking at the live stream right now, in which I am grateful, you will not be a self-made anything. I get it. You live in what we call the post-modern area or post-modernity or hyper-modernity, and you believe that you can be a self-made something. You can't do it, because someone has to buy from you. And you have to work with somebody. If you own everything, you still had to have customers. If you are not working together as a team, you are literally stopping your own money. Now, let's be real on this phone call, and let's see if we can utilize ourselves. And let's see if we can be honest with ourselves and ask yourself the question, are you a team player? I want to give you 10 things tonight in which I want to discuss with you. 10 things. And inside these things, I'm going to open them up, and I'm going to teach you the 10 qualities that I can think of that will make you a team player. But before I give you number one, let me tell you as honestly as possible. You're broke because you're independent. You're sad because no one likes you. Or you're rich because you're a great team player. Either way, the result of your life that you have right now is a direct result of how well you play with others. You see, it's funny in business, because a team leader like myself will convince themselves they're running a team, but the team doesn't feel like team members. And then it's also funny on the reverse side, where team members feel like they're part of the team, yet they only add value when they feel like it. And you cannot, and you will not, be successful in life if you are not a team player. Why is it so important to operate in a team, as a team, and with the team? Well, it's absolutely pretty simple. People are your blessings. Listen, if you're religious, and I get that you believe that your blessings come from whatever deity in which you serve. And I'm not going to say that's not. That's the truth. But that deity that you serve and admire and honor and worship is using people to bless you, not you to bless you. People. You write a book and see if you get rich if no one buys it. Bake a cake and then mistreat people and see if they eat it. Some of you are so bad in the team that your team, you work so bad with a team, it even shows up in your marriage. You see, every time that your wife cooked for you, you comment it. You're fine. You're never in the kitchen until she starts cooking. As soon as you're in the kitchen, don't use that much. Don't do that much. No, that's too much salt. Don't do this. Don't do that. And so now she doesn't even want to cook. Not because she doesn't know how, but because you were not a team player and let her operate in her own gift to serve you. Now that's wives and husbands. We all do the same thing. Also, before I give you number one, and I'm actually giving you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the introduction, right? Here's the deal. What I need you to understand greatly, and I need you to get it because I can't move on without you getting it. Some of you are great team players at home and sorry team players at work. Some of you are great team players at work and sorry team players at home. And this is something we must fix now. Number one, in order to be a good team player, you must have commitment and follow through. Commitment and follow through. Listen, fellas, if I can just talk to you just for a second, there is nothing more attractive to a woman than a man who keeps his word. I don't think I have too many disagreements with women. The women in front of me immediately agree with that. There's nothing. You are never more attractive. When you get a fresh haircut, you're highly attractive, right? That's attractive. Fresh haircut and you keeping your word, man, you can have the whole world. Commitment is what you need to be a good team player. Why is this so important? You know why it's so important? Because the team cannot stand people who are not committed. You are literally tearing the team apart at the seams if you're not committed. I'll give you some National Basketball Association examples. If you are deciding to go to the NBA championship and your teammates are committed to practice, but you're not committed to practice, Allen Iverson, then you would literally be a Hall of Famer that does not go to champ and that does not win championships, and you spend your 20s being bombarded by the media, which is now a distraction in the locker room. Now, I love Allen Iverson, but even he would tell you that he would have did some things differently. Here's another example, National Football League, if you don't mind, Terrell Owens. Great wide receiver, terrible in the locker room. He literally had to retire a tad bit earlier because no one wanted to play with him. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. I want you to think about as your childhood. Think about how many friends did not want to play with you. I just want you to think that. I just want you, listen, if you are someone who was always left by yourself, it's not just because you were an introvert. You did not know how to play with a team. You cannot be the lone ranger in the team. You see, when you say, just give me my job and leave me alone, you're dismantling the team. You're robbing people from using their gift, and people see you as detached. And when is the last time you were excited to hang with your detached friend? When is the last time you wanted to work with your detached supervisor? When is the last time you were promoted and unliked? At some point, you have to be a team player by commitment and follow through. Now, here's the problem. Some of you are committed, but you got no follow through. You know what that means? That means you don't finish anything. So I'm going to help you out real quick. I'm going to give you five different ways how to improve on your commitment and follow through. And this is still inside number one. This is number one, and I'm going to give you one, two, three, four, and five. So I don't want to just tell you your commitment sucks. I was looking for a technical term. I don't want to just tell you you lack in the area of follow through. You do, or you don't. But I want to teach you how to not fail in these areas if you are someone I'm talking to. Number one, or A, let's do that. A, you like A. So this is A in number one. Be honest about what you want. Oh, please. Please hear it's me. Be honest about what you want. When you are honest about what you're really seeking, you'll be more motivated about what you're doing. The reason why some of you are uncommitted is because you lie to yourself so much. You don't even know why you're actually with the team. You don't know why you're working at the job. And then when you finally do get a why, you lie to yourself about it, so you can't be committed to anything. You can't commit to the team because you're not committed to you. Hashtag plant better. Be honest about what you want. When you're honest about what you're really seeking, you'll be more motivated to do what it takes to get the job done. The reason why some of you struggle with commitment is because you're not even committed to you. How can you commit to a team when you're not even committed to you? How can you commit to your wife when you're not even committed to you? How can you commit to your husband when you're not even committed to you? Some of you have never committed to a single thing in your entire life. This is why you stop playing piano, you stop playing the violin, you stop being a cheerleader, you stop doing everything, because every time you start something, since you don't know why you want to do it, you just don't do it because you don't love it. Be inside of number one. Understand the sacrifice. How can you be committed to the task that the team leader or the team has given you, and you don't even understand that this is going to hurt when you say, yes, I'll do it? Listen, everything about winning the championship isn't sweet roses. You don't get to show up in June and win in game six and then host a trophy without playing 82-game season. And you don't get to play an 82-game season without going to practice. And you don't get to go to practice without going to training camp. And you don't get to go to training camp without going to college. And you don't get to go to college without going to high school. And you don't get to be a good basketball star in high school unless you beat that cement pavement all by yourself when the street lights came on and mama said, come inside. Some of you want the championship, but you don't want to struggle for it. You want the crown and be comfortable. Not only is it you have to be uncomfortable to get to the championship, but once you're at the championship and win, everybody's coming after you now. That means nowhere in a team sport will there ever be comfort. And the reason why you can't commit is because you want to be comfortable. I'll give you a hashtag. That was one right there. The reason why you cannot commit is because you want to be comfortable. C in number one. Prepare for success. What do I mean by that? That means I'm telling you, look at all the steps that it takes you to get this thing done. All the tools necessary that it takes you to get this thing done. And then rely on an effective strategy to get that thing done instead of your talent. Instead of your will. Some of you, the reason why you're bad team players is because you just want to bank everything on your ability to talk well. You've got conversation. You can get yourself out of any problem. You got no plan, but you can talk. You know that you've performed well under pressure, so you wait till the last minute so you can get the job done, but you only get the job done terribly. A well-thought-out plan and well-thought-out resources, working with well-thought-out people, will always be better than well-thought-out you. A well-thought-out plan and well-thought-out resources, working with well-thought-out people, will always be better than well-thought-out you. You will never be better than a group of people that want the same thing. You cannot commit and you cannot be a good team because you're unprepared. You're the only one that doesn't put in work. And you have the audacity to compliment those working while you sit. Steve Harvey tells a wonderful illustration about this. Steve Harvey says that success is like riding in a wagon. And the road is bumpy. And the wagon's heavy. And you have to pull the wagon up the hill and to your bumpy destination. And he says, so you want to make sure the people in your wagon are people pulling your wagon or pushing your wagon. But some of you, now, most of you, have people in your wagon that are just sitting there watching you work hard. And if you're honest with yourself, some of you over this phone call, you're that person in that wagon. They're sweating. They're pushing. They're dehydrating of thirst. They're bruised on their shoulders. Their hands are bleeding from holding on to the goals and the dreams. And you in the back of the wagon with your flip-flops. You so comfortable, your feet not even sweating. You took off your socks. And as much as you, and then you, we say, hey, get out the wagon, and you try to hit us with conversation. As if we don't see you in the wagon. Brothers and sisters of prosperity, hear me well. Make sure the people in your wagon are pulling with you. D in number one, give yourself deadlines. There's a law, I forget the name of the law right now, that says you human beings will wait until the maximum time possible to get things done. Here's a great example. I tell you, hey, I need you to write a blog post. I give you a week. The truth is, you won't work a week on that blog post. You think about it for about 4 days. You do research for about 10 minutes. Then you'll say, well, I'll come back to it in a little bit. And then what you do is you go, well, okay. And then at the last minute, you do a week's worth of work and write the blog post. But if I tell you, hey, I need a blog post, I need an hour, you literally get the job done in an hour when you claim you were busy all week. So the point is, deadlines are powerful. And we as human beings, we tend to follow and meet deadlines. When you were younger, they called them benchmarks. The truth is, we all need deadlines. You need to be able to do something, do it well, and do it on time to be a part of a team. E in number one, incentivize yourself. Incentivize yourself. Give yourself a reward. that means. I just watched you do it today. So you guys can't see it, see her in front of me. But she's working real hard all day. We've been in here. We've been in the office for like 12 hours working all day long. We've just been in here working. And she was working real hard. And she said, I promised myself that I wouldn't go get this Coke and these Reese's peanut butter cups until I finished this task. That was her not only giving herself a deadline, that until you get this done, you can't eat, but the job done led to the reward that she wanted. Guys and gals, reward yourself. Work hard and actually reward yourself for the work that you're doing. If you are not committed, if you have no follow through, you are not a good team player, and you shouldn't be on anybody's team. Now, last word I'll say about number one. How dare you get mad at your fantasy football league? How dare you get mad at your favorite NBA player for missing a game or taking a rest game? And you've been taking rest games all 2017. We have a habit of judging others for their actions and judging ourselves by our intentions. Number two, be adaptable. And that kind of makes sense. Like, hey, listen, being part of the team has automatically inconvenienced you. So be adaptable. The only people who are comfortable and who have not been inconvenienced are the people who decided I'm not going to be a part of the team. Listen, if you joined the team and you got the same schedule, if your schedule has not been interrupted, if your life has not been interrupted, if your ways have not been interrupted, if you still watch every TV show that you watch before you join the team, if you have a job and you still go out every night before you join the team, you are not a good team player. You cannot join a team and your life remain the same. That's not how it works. When you join a team, you get rid of your team. How can you be a part of a team? Listen, matter of fact, let me say it this way. Listen to me. If you are in a team right now and you still do every single thing that you've ever done, you're a bad team player. That's how you can identify yourself. If you still watch every one of your shows, now I'm not telling you not to watch your TV shows. I'm saying, and there are great team members that work real hard so they can watch their TV shows. That's called incentivizing yourself. I'm saying if your life is still comfortable and you part of a team, you are the bad team member. Those are facts. That's not changing. If you have joined a body of people and you are still as business as usual and your life has not been interrupted, you're the bad team member. If you joined a body of team and then came around for a little while and went back into your own groove, you're the bad team member because you saw yourself interrupted and said, nah, I'm not going to do this. Number three. Be a good communicator. Oh, my. How can you be a part of a team? You know, how can you be a part of a team if you don't communicate? When I used to play basketball, I haven't played in a while, but when I was younger, I played basketball every day. Like, I literally, and the crazy thing, I was passionate about football, but, you know, it's kind of hard to play football every day. Your body hurts when you do that. Basketball, I played basketball every single day. Every day I played basketball. And I was a point guard because I was pretty good, knew how to dribble, and the point guard is normally the captain of the offense. And I would really hate when people, in fact, let me back up a little bit. I don't know if you guys are from urban areas or the hood, okay. But when your team wins, you keep your starting five. Or, well, actually, we don't even play five, unless it's whole court. But we'll do like three man. When we say four man, you understand. It's four man. But when you're in the ghetto, it's four man. You understand? Okay, good, good. And so, I would hate when we lose and I would have to get a new five, and then I would pick people who didn't know how to play basketball without the ball. If they didn't have the ball, they didn't do anything. Stick with me. I'm going somewhere. Like, we would automatically lose because since they didn't have control, they wouldn't cut to the hole. Since they weren't dribbling, they wouldn't do defense. And so in order to be a good teammate, you have to learn how to play basketball without the ball. When you don't have the ball, you still must get open. You still got to set a pick so other people can get open. That means you don't get to score every single basket. And there's two things I'm bringing up here. In order to play basketball without the ball, you have to have something called chemistry, which only comes through nonverbal communication. Some of you are disrupting the nonverbal communication of your office, of your job, of your marriage, because you won't play basketball without the ball. The second thing I'm trying to bring inside of this one is while you're not, the only way you can play basketball without the ball, secondly, that means somebody else has to score and you don't get the credit. And that's where most of you go wrong. Because if it's not about you, you don't have anything to say. If it's not about your game, you're not moving. If you can't be on SportsCenter Top 10, you're not even showing up to the game. If when you talk, everybody isn't wild, you don't have nothing to say. And if you've missed it or if you don't know, let me tell you what that is. It's a war tactic. It's called power. One of the greatest ways to exert power over someone is to withhold information. Some of you are in a team environment, intentionally withholding information because you want the power to be centered around you. I'm going to say it again because I hope you wrote it down. Some of you are in team environments, withholding your voice, withholding your ideas, withholding your input because you want the power to be centered around you. So here's the A in this be a good communicator. Number three, pick the opportune time to speak. Yes, pick the opportune time to speak. You know what that means? Just because you walked in the room don't mean you now need to dominate the conversation. Nothing ruins a team worse than that. Then team is in the middle of a laughing conversation or a work environment, but as soon as you walk in the room, you got to be the center of attention. Hey, I know y'all talking, but let me just say this real quick. You're a bad team member. Hey, hey guys, you don't mind? I had this great pair of shoes. What's that got to do with anything? Nobody was talking about that. We were talking about this. Pick the opportune time to speak. So you know what else is a great opportune time to speak? Watch this one. Maybe you shouldn't cut people off. That's not a good opportunity to speak. Mrs. Team Player, you must let people talk. Which leads me to B. Inside of this number three, be the unifying voice.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
That's right, guys. Audible is my most favorite book listening platform. There are some others out there, but I only listen to Audible. I personally have over 200 books in my library. Audible content includes unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more for leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, you name it, Audible has it. So go get it. audible.com/brickbybrick.
Some of you are what the world calls contrarianist. You don't know it, but you are. I'll prove it. Kobe Bryant. Oh, my God, he's so good. I don't like him. LeBron James. Everybody says LeBron James is so good. I don't like him. James Harden deserves MVP. I don't like him. Some of you were fans of James Harden until he started playing really good in team basketball. Now, since everybody likes him, you don't like him. Oh, well, you know what? I like this song. I don't like it. You liked it until other people start liking it. So this is a real thing. This is contrarianism. This is a real thing. Now, how does that look like in a team? That means every time there's an idea, you got something bad to say about it. You're not unifying. You can't have unity because you can't have the attention. So, some of you are the kind of people, or you know the kind of people, that the only time it's a good idea is if they came up with it. Any other time, it's not a good idea. You find these people because they're always argumentative. They'll find a way to prolong the conversation. They'll find a way to be disruptive. These are not good team players. And if this is you, stop lying to yourself. You're not a good team player. But it's okay. There's hope for you. Got it? They got it. Okay, letter C inside of number three. Keep your responses short but efficient. Nothing worse, old team player, than having a response that takes 12 minutes to get out. Now, there's a time and place to have a 12-minute response on a one-on-one conversation, two-on-one conversation. I'll even give you a 3-on-1 conversation. But anything higher than that, you are stopping the voice of other people. If you're talking about something for 12 minutes in a conversation, you've done a couple of things. You rambled. You brought up unnecessary, superfluous details. And you repeated yourself all 12 minutes. And you probably never got to the point. And now the leader must cut you off so other people can speak. Make sure your responses come at the right time and they're short and efficient. Now, if that doesn't make sense to you, I prove to you in the work world. Remember when the boss says, all right, is there anything else? And everybody was ready to go. Wait. Just one. Now, although the point may have been good, do people feel good about that? No. You see the point? You ruined the harmony so you can be heard. There's a time and place to ruin harmony to be heard, especially when there's injustice. Injustice has a harmony. You should definitely interrupt that harmony to stick up for the little person who's being unjustly treated. But in a weekly meeting, not your place to disrupt the harmony. Letter D in this number three. Don't be the person who needs to comment on everything. Oh, I'm helping some folk here today. Oh, I'm helping. Look, by this time, folk think I'm talking about them by now. I ain't even talking about you. I don't even know who you are. Even if you work for me, I ain't talking about you. This is how you effectively communicate. Don't be the person that has to comment on everything. Everything doesn't deserve a comment. When you're commenting on everything, you're only showing people you're not as intelligent as you think you sound. Wise people are silent. They talk 10% of the time and listen 90%. Rich people are listeners. CEOs listen to their employees. I can assure you, you don't want to be the person that comments on everything. Letter E, last letter in this. Validate and then share. What does that mean? Validate and then share. Let me help you. If you disagree with somebody, don't invalidate them. Hey, you know what? That was a great idea. I'd like to piggyback off that, and maybe we can do this as well. Not, oh, okay, well, let me add to that, because that's not, or you know what? Let's not do that. That's not going to work. Now, do you feel good about people that always shoot down your ideas? If you're giving the idea and you're not the courageous leader, then, as a matter of fact, let me do this real quick. Oh, ye smooth-talking, non-team players, let me help you out. Most of the people on your team have a fear of public speaking. They don't even want to be at the meeting. Neither do they want to speak out loud for the opportunity for their good idea to be rejected. And they also think, when I say this, someone's going to think I'm stupid. And the last thing they need is for you to make their anxious predictions true. Because while you shot down that idea, you missed the fact that the team member who gave that idea to you thought about that in their mind, reworded it, and literally built the courage to say it for about 5 minutes. Took them 5 minutes to come up with an idea. Took you 5 seconds to never let them talk again. I'm helping somebody on this call. Number four. Probably the second most important one of this phone call. The last one is the most important. Number four, be reliable. You know, I don't know what happened after 1980, but they stopped making reliable people. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure. You know, they're still here, but, you know, they're kind of spotty. No, people just, no one wants to be reliable anymore. And I'm a millennial. And listen, I wasn't even born in 80. I was born in 81. So check this out. Nobody wants to be reliable anymore. When did that happen? And when did unreliability become the new cool? Reliability is sexy, and it always will be. You want your bank account to be reliable. When you swipe your card at Walmart, you want that to be reliable. I need to tell you, you know how you feel when your card says decline, and that feeling that comes over you when you holding up the line because your bank done messed up on your card or whatever, and you mad at your card for being unreliable, or your bank for being unreliable, or your spending habits for being unreliable, your team feels that way about you. They're not smiling in your face because they're backstabbers. They're not fake. They think you're a nice person. You're just not good to work with. They love your conversation. They just would rather work with someone else. And you don't want to be the team member that people love but hate to work with. So I've got some letters I'll give here inside of being reliable because I really want to teach you how to be reliable. Letter A, keep your promises. That's just as common sense, right? Keep your promises. Keep your promises. Some of y'all are in relationships right now and say, listen, just don't lie to me. But you lie to your team every day. So you hold the person you with to ridiculous standards, but don't hold yourself to them. Letter B, don't overpromise. Please catch this. It is okay as a team member to say, that's not my lane. Hey, I got too much on my plate today. Because you set yourself up for me intentionally not to like working with you when you tell me you can do it. And then I move on. And you don't do it. This is why people in college or that senior project in high school don't like to work with the group project. Because they know all the work is going to come on there. They're going to write the whole project, write the whole paper, then they put your name on these five pages and put your name on these five pages and just get up there and present. Just read as best as you can. Now, that may not be for you, but there's some college students on this phone call that know exactly what I'm talking about. I just talked about two or three of my classes personally. Letter C. Don't leave other people hanging. Now, this is important. It's so important, I don't even have to open it up for long. You ever put your hand out there to shake somebody's hand? Mm-hmm. And then they didn't put it back out? Mm-hmm. How did that make you feel? Mm-hmm. That's how you do us. Not you. You do it. That's how you, in general, do us. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. If you don't like your hands to be hanging out there, the handshake, then why would you do people like that in real life? That's fair. It's fair. Don't leave people hanging. Letter D, do everything with the spirit of excellence. Oh, my God, you're such a bad team player because you don't care about anything you do. We gave this to you. We gave this to you. And you produced this? And then some of you think, well, you know what? I'm going to give them this doo-doo, but I'm going to talk real good about it. No, that's not working. I'm letting you think it works because I can't wait for you to leave so I can stop dealing with you. Actually, you missed all my cues of going, okay. Oh, no, okay, okay. Okay, okay. If I keep saying, okay, okay, that means please find your exit. I'm not going to talk about you. I just can't wait for you to get away from me because you lied to my face. This is doo-doo. You just put some Giovanni cologne on it. That's it. That's all you did. That's it. Some of you work like that for real, you know, comedy aside. You do that. You literally do that. It's not fair. You do that. You come here with work that you just did on the way to the meeting and act like you worked on it all week. You literally Google search it, and then you copy and paste it, and it's filled with words you don't even understand how to read. I can tell when you are reading a commentary, old preacher. Right. I'm just saying. Right. I'm just saying. I'm done with it. Letter E. Be consistent. Again, it comes back up, doesn't it? Again, fellas and ladies now, there's nothing more sexy than a consistent person. I cannot stress that to you enough. If you find me something more sexier than consistency, it better be ambition. Because I don't care how you look. If you're not ambitious and you're not consistent, I'd much rather you go talk to somebody else over there. Because being pretty can only get you so far. Letter F. Finish what you start. Literally, the only real way to be reliable is to actually finish what you start. Seriously. There is no other way to be reliable. Oh, man, you know what? I was going to, but nobody likes butts. I'm not talking about butts. You know, that was one of those flips. They got excited in here. I got a big booty. That's what she's over there telling. No. We talking about B-U-T. What is it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, good. The comedians in here. What's my next letter?
G.
Letter G. Pull your weight and shoulder your responsibilities. Oh, Mr. or Mrs. Team Player X, why did you not pull your weight? All we asked you to do was this. Really? Was your life so busy that we were no longer important? Oh, Mr. or Mrs. Team Player X, why didn't you shoulder your own responsibilities? Why is it always someone else's fault? What's my next letter?
H.
Letter H. Be punctual. There is nothing more disrespectful than showing up late. When you show up late all the time and you come in there with that conversation, oh, man, you know, I was late because, you know, no one cares. You said your time is not as important as my time. Screw you. I'm on my agenda. That's what you do every time you're late. When I used to hire people, well, I still hire people. When I used to hire people in corporate America, I used to schedule an interview for a time, and I would show up to the interview an hour early just to see how punctual the applicant was. And anybody who showed up 45 to 30 minutes earlier, I hired on spot all the time. I can teach you everything else you need to know. But when you're punctual, here's what I already know about you. Let me wow you. I know that you prevent problems and don't create them because you left early enough to say, maybe there's an accident. Maybe my car won't start. Maybe this. So if you prevent problems and don't create them, that also tells me you're a responsible adult. That also tells me if you're preventing, you're strategic thinking. It also tells me that you're hungry, and it also tells me that you respect others and know how to play well with a team. I can look at you, show up early, and deduce all that. Maybe you didn't get hired because you showed up for your job interview at the exact time that it was. What's my next letter? I got two more. I, letter I. Your apologies should be as loud as the praise you want. I got this from my good friend Shannon Clark. She said something, and I said, you know what? I'm going to have to incorporate that as a call. Listen, bad team player, you mess up a lot. Since you mess up a lot, you got some real smooth apologies. But when you do something well, you won't praise. But guess what? Your apologies should be as loud as the praise that you want. What comes at the I? Letter J. Show up. Maybe your team doesn't like you because you're absent all the time. Number five. Be an active listener. This is something we've covered. I did a whole phone call on this, active listening. Be an active listener. I won't even open it up. Here's what that means in short. Stop formulating thoughts and just let the person talk. It is much better for you to forget all the cool things you wanted to say so you can hear all the cool things they said. Something I say all the time. You can have it. You don't even have to quote me. You can put it on your Facebook wall right now. It's much better to forget all the cool things you wanted to say so you can hear all the cool things they said. Number six, give your input. Touched on this earlier. Withholding information is an act of war. The reason why there's no peace on the team is because you're at war with them by holding information. People who hold information want power. Number seven, be ready to help, O ye team player. Not be ready to show up an hour late and leave an hour early so you don't have to clean up. Be ready to help. How can you be a part of a team not lending a helping hand? Number eight, support the team. My goodness. Got seven things here inside support the team. Here they go. Letter A, help your team members achieve their best. Yeah, the reason why Michael Jordan is the best is because he made people better on the court. The reason why LeBron James... Help your team members achieve their best. The reason why LeBron James gets to be inside the conversation is because he makes his teammates better. The reason why Tom Brady, as much as I hate it, because I am a diehard Indianapolis Colts fan, the reason why Tom Brady will go down as the greatest quarterback of all time, and even I have to admit that. Matter of fact, he will go down as the Michael Jordan of football. Forget greatest player of all time. He will go down as the Michael Jordan of football, because he had a bunch of no-name players that he took to Super Bowls every time. That's a good teammate. Letter B, keep everyone connected. You contrarious, do you have to disagree all the time? Really? Every time? Every time? Letter C, look at the big picture, and maybe you'll be a good player. Just look at the big picture is all you need right now. Maybe you'll be a good team player if you actually look at the fact that y'all try to get out of poverty.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be a good player if you recognize the mission of the company, which is getting ready to lead me to number 10, but I ain't there yet. Letter D, build on the strengths of others. That means respect your introverted friend with her good mind, his good mind. That means respect your extroverted friend with her good mind, his good mind. That means there are some administrative professionals who are more than just secretaries. Maybe you should show them respect. Make sense? I don't know what letter I'm on now. E. Letter E, as in echo. Empower and inspire others. I just told you about this. Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant. Now Russell Westbrook. James Harden, apparently. Right? But actually, James Harden should be MVP, but I won't get into that. I won't get into that. We in the South in Houston, so I may be a little biased, even though I'm not a Rockets fan. But that's okay. I am a Rockets fan. If you're a Rockets fan listening right now and you want to invest in me, I love the Rockets very – no, I'm just joking. Indiana Pacers and Indianapolis Colts. For whatever reason, I like both teams from Indiana because I'm weird. I don't know why. Okay, next letter. Letter F, practice optimism. Oh, there's nothing worse than a negative nanny on a team. We trying to win, ma'am. Can we please have hope? Listen, sissy, as a team member, your teammates will not want to work with you no matter how good you are if you're negative. You said that was F? Mm-hmm. Letter G. Walk the walk. Time for talking is over. You need to go back to the 1990s and be bout it like a Master P song. But whatever you do, you need to walk the walk. Number 9, be a problem solver. Not a problem bringer upper. That's a technical term, by the way. Mm-hmm. What'd you say? You can ask out loud? No, this is number 9. Number 9, be a problem solver. Now, that's simple. I put some stuff in there on purpose so you know what you got to do. 10 is what I wanted to talk about the most, but I had to set you up with the rest of them. Number 10, compromise your point of view. Listen, you're a bad team member because all you can see is your point of view. The team is not successful because your point of view keeps blocking the work ethic. I said all 1 through 9 and spent a lot of time on 1 and 5 and 4. I did all that on purpose. I taught you how to be, how to commit and follow through, how to be a good communicator, how to be reliable, how to support the team. You know why? Because all those things I spent all that time on are unselfish. And if you're a bad team player, you're selfish. Even if you don't know of your selfishness. Now, I get it. Some of you are going, well, you know what? This is just the way I do. Find you another team. Oh, well, I'm an introvert. Find you another team. I'm the only child. Find you another team. Your point of view is creating poverty. And no one wants to be anywhere or with anybody that creates poverty. It's simple. Compromise your point of view, and you will get promoted, you will be liked, and you will get out of poverty. Because the fight has never been about your point of view. it has always been to get out of poverty. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. I appreciate you. I cannot tell you what to do with your life. I can only tell you this, that if you plant a better quality of seed, you will always get a better quality of life. Don't forget to go to the podcast. Go right now, brick by brick, by Antonio T. Smith Jr. and Tempest Smith. And also go to the website, VATSJR, to get the free course. I will be in Wiley College next week in Marshall, Texas. See me there in front of many of people. Thank you for coming out. God bless you.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.